for our weird little friend, Gibby.
He has a dog named Grubbles.
And Grubbles just went through a very difficult breakup with a frisky French poodle.
She really jerked him around.
So we thought we'd cheer up Grubbles
and help him get his confidence back
by giving him his own Extreme Pet Makeover!
Now here's Grubbles' before picture. That's a face only a Gibby could love.
But take a look at Grubbles now. Looking good, Grubbles.
What's up, Hot Stuff?
So, how does Grubbles like his new look?
Oh, he loves it, and it's been a real boost to his self-esteem.
Well, we're about to boost him even higher.
Yep, we're gonna make him feel super special
by giving Grubbles his very own paparazzi ambush! Woo!
Right here at iCarly.com.
So make sure you look at them.
Look at them.
Freddie Benson.
Mom, we're in the middle of the show.
I don't care. You have some explaining to do.
Mom, can we talk about this later? Sam, don't take the camera. Come on.
This could be very fun to watch.
What's so important?
Maybe you'd like to explain the contents of this baggie.
What is that?
Oh, you don't recognize this asparagus that I put on your dinner plate?
Mom, can we... Don't shoot this!
Sorry, I can't hear you over this embarrassment.
Mom, please leave.
After you finish your vegetables.
Oh, my God!
You better finish that with Gosh.
Dear Gosh, please make her leave.
Dude, just finish your asparagus so we can get on with the show.
When a big boy eats his vegetables...
Don't sing the song! In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful. Live life, breathe air, I know somehow we're gonna get there and feel so wonderful. It's all for real, I'm telling you just how I feel. So wake up the members of my nation, it's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one. And the time to see the brighter side of every situation. Some things are meant to be, so give me your best and leave the rest to me. Leave it all to me. Leave it all to me. Just leave it all to me.
So the... asparagus.
Benson.
Yeah, so clever. Bet you guys win a Clevy.
Hey, Freddy. Guess what they're serving in the cafeteria tomorrow?
Oh, is it asparagus? Because that'd be so hilarious.
No, it's fish sticks. What's your problem?
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, Gibby.
Freddie hurt my feelings.
What'd you say to Gibby?
It's all my mom's fault. Don't you think she's a lunatic?
Totally. You know she's outside in her car waiting for you?
Let her wait.
There you go.
Where I go?
Your mom pushes you around and treats you like a baby because you let her.
Well, no more. She's gonna have to deal with the fact that I'm a man now.
Man.
Wad of cash.
Admire the wad.
Whoa.
How much money is that?
Guess. Here's a hint.
$350?
$360.
Where'd it come from?
These are deposits. People want to pay us to make over their pets and take pics of them like we did on iCarly.
So are we gonna do it?
Why not?
Gab, you the wad.
Freddy.
Uh-oh.
Enter the dragon. I have been waiting outside for 9.5 minutes.
So?
So? When you were ready to be born, did I keep you waiting?
Yes. You were pregnant with me for 11 months.
I wanted to make sure you were done.
Mrs. Benson, you're kind of drawing a crowd.
Oh, are you all Freddy's friends?
No, Mom, they're not all my friends.
Who wants to see his baby pictures?
Oh, good, I've got a bunch on my
Mrs.
phone.
Mrs. Benson.
Mom, do not show them.
Is Freddy wearing his special diapers?
Oh, and here's baby Freddy in the bathtub.
I'm out!
Big right there. Okay. Excuse me, I need to. I'm sorry. I just need to get through here. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I gotta.
Over here, boy. Over here.
So basically, we offer three packages: the deluxe package.
Okay, over here.
5x7 and a 3x5.
Dude.
And
then. What up with all the animals?
I know. Our pet photography business is blowing up.
Okay, over here. Should I tilt your back a little bit? Oh, right here. This is so good.
Carmen, I gotta talk to you.
What? I'm kind of busy.
I didn't realize your pet photography thing was going to be this big a production.
And I told you that we were going to do it.
Feel my hand.
It's wet and warm.
I know. The puppy peed on it.
Ew! Why did you ask me to touch it?
Hello? Excuse us. Everyone who does not live or work here, please step into the hallway.
Into the hallway, please.
Let's go.
Go on.
Now. Out there. Expedition.
Run along.
Thank you.
Go.
You guys can't just cut in front of everybody.
Hush, please.
Hey, what kind of cat?
Distance!
Look, if you guys want us to take pics of your cat, you're gonna have to go.
We don't need you to take pictures of Harmu.
Harmu?
So, you all decided to open up a little pet photography business.
Yeah.
Well, stop it right now.
Okay, who are you? My name is Stuart Butler.
I'm Oliver Paisley.
We're the petographers.
So, you're photographers?
Petographers. Pet.
We have the most prestigious pet photography studio in Seattle.
And we're not going to let some children ruin it.
Do you mean ruin?
That's what I said.
No, ruin has two syllables.
I say ruin!
Well, get out of here before I ruin your face.
Hey, remember Aunt Margaret? Instead of window, she used to say winder. Spencer, open that winder! She's dead now. She fell out of winder. I'm kidding, she had a heart attack. Go on.
Who says there can't be two pet photography businesses in Seattle?
I think we did we not?
We did.
See?
You guys can't just walk in here and force us to shut down our business.
So you want things to get ugly?
Things got ugly when you walked in the room.
You've been warned.
Whoa. They backed out of the room. Hey, Mrs. Benson.
I'm here to get Freddy.
Oh, he crashed on our couch. Maybe you ought to just let him sleep.
But it's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Ever since Freddy was born, I've de-waxed his ears on every third Friday, which was yesterday. But he refused to let me.
Well, you know teenagers and their ears.
All right. I'll just go then.
Mom! You tried to vacuum my ear while I was sleeping?
Please let me finish.
No, you treat me like a child and I'm not gonna put up with it anymore.
What does that mean?
I'm moving out!
Freddy!
Fantastic.
Okay, that was too much fun.
I know. I would go ice skating every night.
Except now we can't, because we've been banned from the Frozen Oval.
Not my fault. That big dude kept bumping into me.
It's
So you had to jack slap him in front of his kids?
Okay, how about a little snackage? I can make spaghetti tacos.
I know who did this.
So, what do you want us to do?
What do we want you to do?
We want you to arrest the petographers for vandalizing our studio.
But tase them first.
Yeah, tase them hard.
What up with your face?
I told you, their possessed cat attacked me.
Armu? He's just a pussycat.
No, he is not.
Wait,
just a...
How do you know their cat's name?
Well, are you friends with those guys?
I know them. They took some very nice photos of my daughter's bunny. For free.
Why didn't they charge you?
Because I'm a cop. And the petographers don't charge cops.
Oh, so that means they could just break into our apartment, trash the place, and you don't even care?
Watch the attitude. I haven't forgotten about pee on Carl. Here.
You're giving me a ticket?
Yes. That vehicle has no license plate.
It's a prop.
So are you. Show us out, please.
He called me a prop.
So are they gonna go arrest Stuart and Ollie?
No.
The cops are all buddy-buddy with him.
It's total chiz.
So now what?
Well, we're not gonna quit and let those prune pops win. We gotta fix this place back up and keep taking pet pics.
My mom eats prune pops.
Even if we do fix everything, what's gonna stop Stuart and Ollie from coming back and trashing the place again?
Well, we could set up our pet photography studio in my new apartment. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Casa del Fredo.
This is where you live?
Yep.
It's all mine.
You like it?
Yeah. Sure. And I'm sure it'll be really nice after you paint it, hang some curtains.
Move to a new place that's less disgusting.
Sam.
I don't care what she says. Lubert rented me this place for only $100 a month, and now my mom's getting...
It's all right. That happens whenever somebody uses the elevator.
Hey, there's no bathroom in here.
There's a sink.
We can't run a pet photography business out of this dump. Let's just rebuild it in the iCarly studio.
So the petographers can come trash it again?
They won't leave us alone.
They will if we teach them a lesson.
What do you mean?
They hit us, we hit them back. Harder. That's the Seattle way.
You mean we trash their studio?
No, Freddie. I mean we rub ourselves with sweet mustard and sing show tunes.
I just wanted to confirm what you were saying so there wasn't any kind of...
Wow, you can actually feel the awkward.
Hello, Freddie. I didn't realize you'd have women here. I brought you a prune pop.
Please don't try to talk me into moving back in with you.
Oh, I won't. Actually, I think living on your own will be a positive thing for you. Perhaps you'll even...
You get up to your room this instant, Freddie Benson! I'm your mother and you will do as I say!
No.
I blame you.
What, me?
You're the one who got Freddy interested in girls, and ever since then, his boy chemistry's been all out of whack.
Mom, I'm perfectly in whack. I think you should go.
No, I'm sorry. I have to leave. And when you realize you can't handle living on your own, you may come home, where I'll be waiting for you with a big steaming bowl of I told you so.
I'm not coming home. I live here now.
Eat this prune pop!
I don't want that prune pop.
Goodbye!
And we're in.
Wow. 17 seconds.
That's her personal best.
Whoa. Nice studio.
These photographers must make a fortune. All right, come on. Let's get destructive. Got spray paint for Carly. Hammer for Freddy.
Yeah.
And a big old baseball bat for Mama. Let's get wrecking. Wait! I'm nervous.
What?
This is my first vandalism.
It's easy.
Oh, what have you ever vandalized? Stuart and Ollie!
What?
They're here! They're coming in! Don't surrender! Hide!
Come on!
I'm so full, I better put on a pair of stretch pants.
Maybe the best dinner I've ever had.
That tuna carpaccio.
Like being kissed by a fish.
I know.
All right, Your Highness, you get comfy on your kitty pillow, and I'm gonna make myself a hot cup of blue tea.
Abort!
We gotta get out of here after we trash the place.
Sam!
We got, come on!
Go,
go, go, go! Run! You see Sam yet?
Nope.
Sam!
Where've you been?
I needed to pick something up on my way home.
You kidnapped Harmu?
How great am I? So now what? We send Stuart and Ollie an email.
That says...
If you want Harmu back, you better come clean up our studio tomorrow and never bother us again.
Let's call the police.
No! It says if you call the cops, we shave the cat.
Spencer, wake up.
Oh.
Spencer.
No, Harmu, don't bite that.
Dude, what are you doing?
Is it okay if I sleep here?
What's wrong with your new apartment?
I'm scared to sleep there by myself.
You're too old to be scared. Anyway, why don't you just go back home with your mom?
No, if I do that, she'll never stop treating me like a five-year-old.
All right. You can sleep on the chair.
Thanks. Wait, how come you're sleeping on the couch?
I don't know.
What's wrong with your room?
Nothing.
Well, then why are you...
I saw a spider in there!
Good night.
Good night.
I need to report a missing little boy. He's 15. Well, that's little to me. He's about 5 foot. Wait, the
Chip! I forgot I chipped him!
Mom?
Freddy! Are you broken?
I'm fine.
I was so worried. I came in first thing this morning and...
I'm fine.
Please move back. I need my little Fredward at home where he belongs.
Promise not to embarrass me in public anymore.
Cross my heart.
Unlock all the channels on my TV?
Not the Nature Network.
Mom.
But the elephants with their...
Mom!
All right.
Oh. There. Your studio is exactly how we found it.
Spick and span.
All right. Now, where is our beloved Harmu?
Are you guys gonna leave us alone?
Yes!
Get the cat.
Who left Harmu in my bathroom?
We did.
I didn't know he was in there. I opened the door and he attacked my face again!
Hi, Freddy.
Where is Harmu now?
I don't know, he jumped out the window and ran across the ledge!
On the ledge?
What? Freddy can see Harmu out his window!
Yeah. Harmu!
Get over here.
Is he out there?
Is Harmu all right?
Yeah, he's just chilling on the ledge.
There he is!
Harmu! Harmu! Why are you acting out?
He's usually so well behaved.
Well behaved? Every time he sees me, he sinks his claws into my face!
No.
No? All right, move!
Be careful!
Yeah, sure.
Don't startle Harmu.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Shut up.
Oh, dear Harmu. Look, Harmu. My face is all vulnerable.
Oh, sir.
You're almost there.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Okay, ready?
Go.
What do you do if your foot catches on fire?
Go to iCarly.com.
Correct. What do you do if a bear swallows your little brother?
Go to iCarly.com.
Yes. What do you do if you can't find your pants?
Go to iCarly.com.
Good girl. What do you do if a bear catches on fire, then swallows your pants?
Go to iCarly.com.
Exactly. What do you do
Go to iCarly.com.
How'd you know?
Had a feeling.
Want to get some chicken wings?
Yep.